Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Ruby, Olive and Eve with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, a former nurse, Karen Mosley, has shared her devastating experience of attempts to receive urgent cancer surgery. When she received a devastating diagnosis of an aggressive cancer in March, she was assured that it hadn't spread. She was referred for Category 1 surgery, which was the highest clinical urgency under the National Elective Surgery Categorization Guideline and should be done within 30 days. However, the surgery was cancelled the day before because it was booked, so she could undergo an urgent colonoscopy. It was found that the tumour had since doubled in size and was now inoperable. She quoted, "I was extremely angry at them for leaving the cancer for so long. They let it grow." In other local news, a man has been charged with performing a Nazi salute at Brisbane anti-immigration rally. A 39-year-old man has been charged on one count of a public display of giving a Nazi salute. He is expected to appear in Caboolture Magistrates Court on October 7th. Security and Counter-Terrorism Command Heath Hutchings said performing a Nazi salute was, quote, inexcusable. A QPS spokesperson said that there had been three instances of the public display being issued between January 2024 and September 16th this year.
In national news, one in four Australian jobs at a high risk, of automation new research reveals. AI alone could transform up to 1.5 million jobs by 2030, according to new research. Roles in retail, finance and media are among the most affected already. Research from Pearson have revealed the nature of the work in Australia is changing, and Australians are struggling to keep up with a growing skills gap. Erica, this past Sunday, the Communications Consumer Body, ACCAN, has identified urgent steps required in the aftermath of the Optus 000 outage. The outage proved fatal, in which three people died after failed attempts to contact 000, and an additional 600 emergency calls failing to connect. CEO Carol Bennett said, "I express my deepest sympathies. People should never be left wondering whether 000 will connect when they need it most." Ms. Bennett has called for the appointment of independent technical experts to oversee the Office 000 capability and broader critical network operations. The Australian government has also been urged to fast track legislation that would implement 000 custodian rule.
In international news, Erica Kirk has taken the stage to address the thousands of people gathered at the State Farm Stadium for Charlie Kirk's memorial. She states that Charlie's greatest cause was trying to revive the American family. Quote, "He knew what he was doing, he was going to change the world, and he did," end quote. She said campus events will continue, stating that, quote, "His mission is my mission," end quote. Erica Kirk will now be taking over her late husband's position as CEO of Turning Point USA. Quote, "The answer to hate is not hate," end quote, she concluded. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 22 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all for your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.